Okay, you're good to go. This is Studio 1776 with Rexton Lotus Justice. Go ahead, Rexton. Tell us some updates here.
Well, I think everybody's noticed that the country is in a judicial coup. And, I've been saying that for about 10 years. I did 5 or 6 years of videos on this. I've pointed to everybody how, even before this, that this election would be illegitimate because the United States is currently under a trusteeship that is 100% controlled by the bar unions of the states, which are by the now accepted as fact passage of the CONA. They are not allowed to hold positions of trust or power. Biden may not, neither can Kamala Harris, may not hold president and vice president positions. Nancy Pelosi cannot hold a position in the House. None of these attorneys or esquires or doctors may hold positions of trust or power in the United States. The electoral process as we have now is a private bar union fiction made to look like your legitimate elections. We have heard of closed hearings where no one but attorneys are discussing what's going on in this election. That is unconstitutional and unlawful and probably illegal. Your attorneys of the bar unions in the states are abrogating this election. We have ballot stuffing. We have judges changing election law on the day of elections. This is a judicial coup that I've told you all about. And I'm also going to tell you that Trump was knowing of what the law should be. He has been knowing of this case. I've told people that. The trusteeship has been in default since July 6th in my son's case with my wife and my daughter and myself enjoined. It stems back to my 2012 case. The case is the linchpin for the coup that is now usurping this election. It's gotten so bad, there's even commentators I heard yesterday, well, if the Supreme Court thinks that they did something illegal, as long as what illegal doesn't affect the total outcome that much, they'll probably just let it ride. Mind you, the Supreme Court of the United States, as we know it, SCOTUS, is a post-Reconstruction Article III fiction of bar union. The original Supreme Court of the District of Columbia is the District Court of D.C. It was changed to the District Court in post-Reconstruction. So, you know, as it stands, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been telling people what was going to happen. I also told everybody that Trump was the little horn and that he thought that he could just grab up the three branches and he was just going to keep election mercatory the way he thought it was. I mean, how much arrogance does it take to say the only thing good to come out of Scotland is me? His two most famous quotes for me right now are that one, and I don't do legal. So Trump thinks he's going to attack baby traffickers internationally when he doesn't even understand that Lex Mercatorio, that he's made all of his money at, is founded on baby trafficking. Can't do both. And so they don't like what he's doing, and they're gonna get rid of him. I told you he went into perdition whenever he got COVID. They tried to kill his family. But, you know, you can't kill Scottish blood. That's the royal bloodline. The COVID doesn't affect the Scots, doesn't affect the Vikingers, which according to the Greeks were the Benny Bennett, the capstone of the Egyptian construct, the Kemet construct. Remembering that the Kemets, the hieroglyphs are ideographic lexicons, which not ideographic, they're pictorial lexicons. It's the same way, it's the oldest form of language, pictures. Same as Kanja is pictures. We've evolved, and this is how God speaks to us in parable, metaphor, and allegory. The Bible is that, it's parable, but, you know, it speaks to where we're at right here in Revelation 17:11. It says, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, that's Trump, and is of the seven, that's the seven joint chiefs of staff, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns, that's my fingers that have been telling them how to cure this for years. Remembering, if you've followed me, that during the Obama administration, I noticed the Joint Chiefs of the lawful passage of the CONA and told them to start restoring the Republic, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it, folks. Joint Chiefs have known for going on six and a half since 2014 that the TONA was lawfully passed, and they've done nothing. And by the way, by the Libra Code, the military is in charge of the esquires, the doctors, and the priests. They're in charge of them, so they have allowed this to happen. But then again, they've been benefiting from the child trafficking. A large portion of them are. They're key, pivotal players in child trafficking internationally, folks. So then we have the ten horns, which thou sawest, or ten kings, which have received no kingdom. There's ten zones of the federal construct. There are ten zones. There are nine federal zones plus the District of Columbia. Ten zones, folks. So ten kingdoms, and yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour within the beast. They have one mind and shall give their power and strengthen unto the beast. They shall make war with the Lamb. That's me, folks. I'm the Lamb. They've made war with the law that I brought instead of correcting the law. Okay, that's what they've done. They tried to kill. They harped one of my guys. CIA operatives are operating within this country since January. They shot one of my. They shot one of the guys that was pivotal in shutting down a lot of child trafficking. That was a big, huge proponent for Trump, by the way. Bikers for Trump. Allowed a CIA operative. She's not an agent. She's CI for the CIA. Operating within this country. Shot him in the chest. She's walking the streets with a gun. But still missing, probably. She should be considered armed and dangerous. Well, I'm sitting in here in jail after they try to come kill me. Oh, by the way, actually shot through the house, through my house, through two walls, and into a neighbor's house with wall-penetrating bullets. That's what they came with me at, folks. Back to seven, Revelation 17:13. They shall have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, and they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, and they are war with him, called the chosen and the faithful. And he has said unto them, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The waters, Admiralty Law. This is all parables, folks. We're in Revelation, and your seven joint chiefs and Trump thought that they could not abide and surrender to the law and to keep the Lex Mercatoria the way it was, and attack the child traffickers that are the whore of Babylon that is based on child trafficking, and make this election happen with keeping the United States corporate company exactly the way it is. And you can't fix things that are rooted in the fruit of a poisonous tree. So if they want to fix this republic, which is what it is, it's not a democracy, they're going to have to come to the case. They're going to have to do what the law abides them to do in this case, and they're going to have to clean out the whore. And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. There's going to be violence, and now there's going to be riots and bloodshed. It's in the making, folks. And as I told you, Trump is in perdition, and so are the joint chiefs. So let's hope that they've been paying attention to what's going on, that they have agents all over the place, and they're going to shut this down. But what's it going to do for the country? Again, you can't run a country on demagoguery. You can't run a country on demagoguery. Republics are not founded in demagoguery of singular men. You can't have a republic whenever you don't have any righteous people in it that are in positions of power that aren't abiding by the law. There are three divine children that are prophesied in the Gospel of the Egyptians. The first one of those was Tutmosis. The third, he was a small child, and he was the first divine. If you research what he was shown as blue. Blue is the imagery of divine children, and he has a temple in Karnak that is it's a temple built on how our law is designed. There's an inner temple and an outer temple, and the inner temple is called the Temple Amon. The outer temple is called the Amon Hermon. That's the fallen. So either you're in the temple or you're out of the temple. And everyone in the world right now is out of the temple. You're not in the temple. You're out of it. You're the fallen. Everyone is in the fallen temple. Everyone. Except for children and people who follow the law, which most people who think they know the law don't know the law at all, because they don't understand the origins of the law that we're supposed to be abiding by under Goddess. Okay? So Christ was the second divine, and the sigil for Tutmosis in the hieroglyphs, which are, pictorial lexicon, is it's a swan, and above his head is a circle with a circle within a circle, much like an eclipse. So imagine that the big circle is the sun, and the circle that sits within it is the moon, okay, the sun and the moon. And that the swan is, his sigil is the swan. In the temple of Karnak, it was basically the outer temple, was just this big, two huge paths with swan. It was a swan, basic swan lakes, just two big swan lakes that surrounded the inner temple, which the inner temple was a water temple, which they had vessels that kept the time in special clocks. They were the first water clocks, so that the priests of the temple could keep track of the time, even in the blackness of the night, so that they could do their moon, the things that they required to do for the moon. They had certain activities that they would do for the moon, and it was hard to see at night. So these water clocks would keep track of the cycles and the time in the dark of the moon. Okay, because the earth, again, the divine children are the moon gods. So you have three of them, and Christ was protecting the third temple when he talked about he was the temple of the moon god. And when you walk through his temple, that was the mound, the central mound of the seven Capitolina that no one remembers. You know, it's the eighth temple that centers the seven Capitolina. The Ahura, Babylon, and in Revelation, there's only seven Capitolinas. I leave out the eighth. You guys aren't following the law. No one's in the temple. And this Lex Mercatoria system is completely corrupt. It is, it's like a birthday cake that's covered in icing that says America. And when you cut it open, it's just three layers of feces. And everybody's eating it like it's pretty. It has no substance. It's not following the law. It is vacant of righteous people that are not willing to comply with the law. And you have everyone praying to demagoguery of the false temple, okay? And so the only thing that's going to turn this country around, because it's clearly going toward the path of pure fascism, your elections are completely lawless. They are being determined in backroom deals with attorneys. There is no legitimacy to this election. Regardless of who wins, it's a completely illegitimate election. I don't know how it could ever be made legitimate. The only course of this country is to abide by the law and abide by the law that's been walked in the case that proves that these people may not be trustees anymore. They have been defrauding our trust since before Reconstruction. They've been caught. They won't correct the course. Trump could correct the course. He's got two or three more months to bring this under wraps before he's forced to leave if he can't find some way by law to set this aside, which, of course, again, my case for my son and the work I've done for the last 10 years proves that Joe Biden may not occupy the position of POTUS. He may not occupy it. And none of these attorneys can occupy these positions in law, folks. And the military is going to have to get involved. So if you want this country righted as a republic instead of a banana republic that is just a fascist dictatorial fiction that's being controlled and manipulated by the bar unions, the foreign bar unions and the foreign bankers, people are going to have to come to the law. But right now, no one's in the temple, folks, and that's just, you're not following the law. The democracy, the United States, as a corporate charter, as the Tanist, is not following the law. The kings of Hermon, I'm the king of the hills, you know, Trump thought he was the king of the hill, the fallen temple, the false kings. There is no crown in the fallen temple, folks. Both crowns belong to the high temple, and what David was supposed to do, the tribes of David was supposed to collect the seed and bring the laws. He was supposed to collect all those that left Egypt in Exodus and bring them to the high temple with a form of law that would allow the people to trespass into the high law, okay? And they have not, the laws are there. The laws are there. The righteous men are not. The righteous men and women are not. The laws there, the people are not. And that includes the American people. They call themselves Americans. But as I said, if you voted in this last election, by law, you're not American. You're a United States citizen, which is a fiction of a fascist corporation called the United States Corporation Company created by post-Reconstruction. So you all just voted your proxy vote in a corporate charter of the largest fascist corporation to ever, ever, ever be created in the existence of the world that we know of. And then you wonder why your elections are illegitimate. So I've been doing this for a long time. I've known for a long time what's going on. I've been trying to educate people for a long time. And no one's listening. So maybe you'll listen now. I don't know. Maybe you won't. I guess when there's riots in the streets and the cities are being torn down, maybe then you'll listen. I don't know. But I told everyone what was going to happen. I told you Trump was in perdition. I told you this election would be illegitimate. I told you why it's illegitimate. I've told people the path to cure it, to fix it, which is very little, but it takes action. It takes people doing righteous action. Okay. And again, prophecy isn't for those who don't believe. Prophecy is for those that believe. And so I can't make people hear what I say. I can't make people read the word. I can't make people see prophecy that they don't understand and cannot see. For me, it's very simple. I'm waiting for someone to do the righteous thing. They've been told what to do. It's sitting on the record in the case. You want to know about the coup of your country? Go read case 18-5369 with the District Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia. It specifically goes through the timeline. They did this in 1940. They did this in this state. They did this. I give it to you. I show you what they did to coup our country. You just got to go read it. In the cases that are now ex parte, some of those writings are in the Supreme Court case 20-1017. Go read it. Some of them are on, actually, they're starting to remove dockets. The municipal court case docket, has been obstructed now, the one where it shows them modifying the docket three times. It's off the record now. We just put a pleading in on Monday that has the SEC complaint that proves that they defrauded the Treasury with the Christopher Eric Fight instrument. We put it on the Common Pleas for Franklin County Common Pleas Court in case number 20-3470. It's not there, folks. They don't want you to know. Trump knew. Trump was told. Trump knew that the Treasury was defrauded. I don't know what he's done about it. Last I heard, he gave it to be audited by a private accounting firm. How about arrest some people? How about collapse the trust? Oh, wait. Then his Lex Mercatoria that all of his monies are invested in and his whole fame and fortune is in.
You have 1 minute remaining.
So, again, if you can't get anybody to be righteous, you cannot fix the false temple, folks. So what I would suggest for Trump is that he go read the cases that he knows about and he actually enforce the law. The electoral process is not even legitimate. That's going to happen in this month. Again, he should have done this before. But if he's in perdition, it's because he's been listening to bad attorneys and bad counsel, thinking that you can't fix broken things. Fruit of a poison tree, folks. The United States Corporation Company has to be cleansed of the evil in order for it to be anything, or it's just going to collapse. And this nation may collapse. The country won't. The republic still stands. But if your country, if your nation is in war, civil war here shortly, don't say I didn't warn you, because if you're not going to have people abide by the law, that's what happens to fallen temples, okay? But somebody needs the men on high, the eight principalities.
Thank you for using GTL.